欢迎诸位朋友弟兄姐妹来参加我们晚上的聚会。
I'd like to welcome all the fellow brothers, sisters, and friends to be with us tonight.
今天晚上跟大家来查考圣经的一个人物。
Tonight we'd like to study a Bible character.
从这个人物里面，我们来思想信仰对我们的价值。
And from this character, we can think about our values of life.
为什么我们人活着需要有一个宗教信仰？
Why is it that when we live in this world, we need to have a faith, a religious faith?
我们来看马太福音二十七章。
Turn to Matthew 27.
马太福音的二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.
五十七节。
Verse 57.
二十七章五十七节。
Matthew 27, verse 57.
到了晚上，有一个财主，名叫做约瑟，是亚利马太来的，他也是耶稣的门徒。
Now, when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus.
在主耶稣钉十字架的过程当中，有一个人被改变了。
During the process of Lord Jesus' crucifixion, there was a person who was transformed.
这个人住在亚利马太。
He lived in Arimathea.
这个人名叫做约瑟。
Whose name was Joseph.
那在五十七节里面特别描写他是一个财主。
And it especially describes himself as a rich man.
圣经里面记载很多的财主。
The Bible records many rich men.
那为什么在这里要把亚利马太的约瑟记下来。
So why is it that Joseph of Arimathea is actually mentioned here?
因为他有很多的特点，值得我们来学习。
Because he had many unique characteristics that we can learn from.
我们先来看路加的二十三章五十一节。
Let's turn to Luke 23, verse 51.
路加二十三章的五十一节。
Luke 23, verse 51.
五十节开始。
Starting from verse 50.
有一个人名叫做约瑟，是一个义士，为人良善公义。五十一节。
51.
众人所谋的，他并没有复仇。他是犹太亚利马代城，素常盼望神国的人。
Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision indeed.He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God.
我们刚刚在马太福音读到说他是一个财主。
Previously, we read that he was a rich man.
但是在路加福音描写说他素常盼望神的国。
But in the book of Luke, it records that he is a person waiting for the kingdom of God.
我们把这个两个放在一起，这个就不简单了。
As we combine these two descriptions together, you find a very unique person.
他是财主。
He was a wealthy person.
但是他的心都是在向往神的国。
But his heart is longing for the kingdom of God.
那我们就要想，为什么财主会去向往神的国？
So let's ask, why would a wealthy person long for the kingdom of God?
我们还记得圣经也描写一个年轻的财主。
We remember there's a passage of a young rich man.
他也是一个官。
He was also an official.
他来找主耶稣。
He came to Jesus Christ.
他问一个问题。
And asked this question.
我应该怎么做才可以承受永生？
What should I do in order to obtain eternal salvation?
可见这个少年的财主虽然很年轻，很有钱，也有官位。
So we can see, even though this young person was very young and rich and also with high status,
但是他的人生有一个死结，他打不开来。
But there's a knot that he cannot untie.
就是死的问题，要怎么解决？
It was the issue of death. How can he resolve it?
因为即使我们拥有全世界，
because even if we were to possess the whole world,
如果今天晚上死亡来到，
if tonight death were to come to us,
请问。我们所拥有的还算得什么？
Let's ask ourselves, everything that we possess, do they mean anything to us anymore?
钱财并没有办法 买通死亡不会来到。
Because money cannot possibly prevent death from arriving.
死亡一来到，我们两手空空就走了。
When death arrives, we will leave empty-handed.
那走去哪里，我们也不知道。
We don't even know where we'll be heading.
走去哪里，我们也没有办法控制。
We have no control over where we are headed.
所以面对死亡，我们发现钱财是无力的。
Confronted with death, we realize that money means nothing.
这个就是为什么财主需要来寻找神。
This is why the wealthy needs to come to Jesus Christ.
因为永生在神的国度里面。
Because eternal life is in the hands of God.
那如果一个人在地上是财主，又能够来寻找神的国，这是双倍的福气。
Now, if a person is wealthy in this world and also longs for God's kingdom, then he is doubly blessed.
但是这是非常的不简单。
But this is a hard thing to come by.
所以主耶稣才说，财主进天国好像骆驼穿过针的眼。
That's why our Lord Jesus said, for wealthy who enter the kingdom of God is as like a camel going through the eye of a needle.
这个针的眼是很小的。
We know the eye of a needle is very tiny.
在形容犹太人，他们白天有一个大门，那晚上开了一个小门。
This is in description of the Jewish tradition where there are city gates with a smaller gate at night time.
那晚上啊，为了安全，就把城门的大门关起来。
So at night time, for security purpose, they would close the larger gates.
然后打开小门。
At night time, and then open the smaller gate.
那这个骆驼载了很多的东西回来。
Now, when the camel come laden with goods,
但是如果他要进去，
for the camel to go through,
他需要把这些东西都卸下来。
They have to first unload all these goods.
然后爬着才能够进到那个寨门。
And then kneel on the knees in order to get through.
这个就是财主进天国的困难。
And this is the problem facing wealthy going to kingdom of God.
所以这个亚利买他的约瑟，他素来盼望神的国。
We see that Joseph and Arimathea long for the kingdom of God.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
神的国也看不见的。
And so too is God's kingdom.
但是他在地上的富足，但是他的心却是一直在向往那看不见的神的国。
And in spite of the fact that he is wealthy in this world, yet his heart longs for the invisible kingdom of God.
这样的人叫做有智慧。
This is the type of person we consider to be wise.
因为他能够看出钱财之外的另外一种价值。
Because they are able to perceive another layer of meaning behind possessions.
圣经告诉我们，看得见的是暂时的。
The Bible tells us that what is visible is temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
What is invisible is eternal.
看得见的是什么？
What are the visible things?
今生的富足。
The wealth of this life.
看不见的是什么？
What are the invisibles?
神的国的富足。
The wealth of God's kingdom.
还有天国的永生。
And the eternal life in God's kingdom.
所以一个人在今生的富足，他的心能够常常去思想追求神的国，这是一种智慧。
So for a person to be materially blessed in this world and yet still retain the heart of longing after God, this is considered true wisdom.
所以这个亚利马太的约瑟是一个非常突出的财主。
Joseph of Arimathea is a very unique wealthy person.
因为我们知道有钱的人很多。
Because we know that rich people come very abundant.
但是有钱又有理想的人不多。
But it's very rare when you come across a wealthy who also has great ideals.
所以我们看这个亚利马太的约瑟，他不但有钱，他是有理想。
We see that Joseph Arimathea was not only wealthy, but he also has an ideal.
他的理想是什么？
What was his ideal?
神的国。
God's kingdom.
这是他的目标。
For this is his ultimate goal.
所以这个财主是值得我们效法的一个榜样。
And this rich man is someone that we can take a page after.
那在我们刚刚读过的圣经节里面说他是主耶稣的门徒。
In the previous passage we read, it also described Joseph as a disciple of Christ.
这个也不简单啊。
This also is something hard to come by.
做耶稣的门徒。
To become a disciple of Christ.
一个财主要做耶稣的门徒。
for rich men to become the disciple of Christ.
这是不简单的。
It is very hard to come by.
啊，为什么
？Why？
啊，因为我们一个人都有优先顺序。
Because each of us has a priority of sequence.
哦，所以路加福音曾经说过一个比喻。
In the book of Luke, it mentions a particular parable.
我们看路加福音的十四章。
Turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的十四章
Luke 14
十五节
Verse 15
同席有一个人听见这个话就对耶稣说在神国里吃饭的有福了
Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things he said to Jesus Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God
什么叫做在神国里吃饭
What does it mean to eat in the kingdom of God
这个吃饭是一种属灵的筵席
To eat is a spiritual feast.
啊，也就是在神的国里面吃喝。
It means to dine and to enjoy in the kingdom of God.
吃什么
？What do we eat?
吃神的话。
We eat the words of God.
喝什么
？What do we drink?
喝神所赐的活水。
We drink the living water that God provides.
这是另外一种的享受。
This is another form of enjoyment.
这个是属灵的。
For it is spiritual.
这是心灵的。
It pertains to our heart.
我们现在的人啊，体重越来越重。
Nowadays, people are getting fatter and weightier.
因为我们在地上吃喝太好了。
Because we enjoy so much fine food in this world.
但是如果我们里面这一个人要健壮
，But for our inner man to be strong,
要有力量
，to be powerful,
啊，要像一个人
，to be a man-like person.
这个人需要有一种属灵的吃喝。
He needs to have a spiritual eating of sort.
领受神的话。
He needs to receive words from God.
主耶稣说，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord Jesus says that the word that I speak are spirit and life.
啊，报纸里面没有灵，没有生命。
When we read the newspaper, it does not contain any spirit nor life.
电视里面没有灵，也没有生命。
The television doesn't provide neither a spirit nor life.
只有神的话里面有灵有生命。
It is only in the Word of God that you can find spirit and life.
这个灵能够感动我们的灵。
God's Spirit can motivate our spirit.
这个生命能够使我们生命得到滋润。
And His life will nourish our spiritual life.
所以在神的国吃，这是有福气的。
To be able to dine in the kingdom of God is considered very blessed.
那在神的国喝，喝就是。属灵的水，活水。
To drink in the kingdom of God is to drink from the fountain of living water.
就是神的灵
，which is God's Spirit.
这个活水进到我们里面，一直涌出一种喜乐的泉源跟平安。
When this living water comes within us, it will pour forth an eternal spring of joy.
所以在神的国吃喝，我们经过一段时间以后，我们整个人属灵的面貌会改变。
Once a person is dines in the kingdom of God and drinks of God's water, then he will undergo a spiritual transformation.
反射神的荣光。
And he can reflect this spiritual glory of God.
因为他的里面被神的本性所充满。
For his inner being is being filled with God's spirit.
这是一种极大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
啊，因为这是一种永恒的价值的追求。
For this is a pursuit of the eternal value.
但是在这个比喻里面
But within this parable,
有三种人马上推辞
We see that there are three types of people who reject immediately
第一个人
First type,
我买一块土地
I have bought a piece of land
我必须要看一看
I need to go take a look
一块土地就是表示他很富有
To be able to possess a piece of land means that he's wealthy
但是这个优先顺序来讲土地比较重要这个神的国吃喝不是这么重要。
For this person, priority-wise, the earthly kingdom is much more important than God's kingdom.
那第二个人
，the second one，
我买五对牛。
I bought five pairs of oxen.
在农业社会，五对牛就是代表他的事业。
In the agricultural society, oxen represents their career.
以现在来讲，事业最重要。
So from in today's perspective, our career comes first.
因为事业会带给我们财富。
Because career can bring about wealth.
所以这个人也推迟了神的国，这个我没有办法。
And therefore, this person also rejected the kingdom of God.
但是我们看亚利马太的约瑟。
But as we look at Joseph Arimathea,
他是财主。
He He was a rich man.
而且他是尊贵的义士。
And he was also a high society person.
他是大家所尊重的一个政治家。
He was a politician which other people respected.
但是他能够做耶稣的门徒。
But he was able to be called the disciple of Christ.
这个表示在他的生活当中，他能够摆出一个优先的顺序。
This means that he is able to place the right sequence of priority in his life.
就是把信仰的放在超过他的钱财，超过他政治的生涯。
He is able to place spiritual life above his wealth and also political ambitions.
因此，一个人要追求信仰，这是好的。
It's good for a person to pursue for a spiritual faith.
因为这个价值超越一切。
For it is far more valuable than anything else.
但是一个人在信仰的追求要有所能进步，必须要有某种程度的牺牲。
For a person's faith to progress, they have to sacrifice certain levels of things.
那这样我们跟神的关系才能够建立得起来。
Only then will they be able to establish a relationship with God.
所以亚利马太的约瑟有他值得我们效法的地方。
And Joseph of Arimathea is someone we can model after.
但是圣经里面说他是暗中做门徒。
But the Bible says that secretly he was the disciple of Christ.
我们先来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的回来看哈，十九章。
Book of John, chapter 19.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
这些事以后，有亚利马太的约瑟是耶稣的门徒，是因为怕犹太人，就暗暗地做门徒。他来求比拉多身体，要把耶稣领去。比拉多就准他把耶稣的身体领去了。这里讲说啊，请读。
After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus.
他是做门徒，但是他是暗中做门徒。
Though he was a disciple of Jesus, but he was only one secretly.
他做门徒，因为他知道要追求神的国，一定要做耶稣的门徒。
He was a disciple of Jesus, for he understood that in order to obtain eternal life in God's kingdom, he had to be a disciple of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，我就是门。
Therefore, Jesus said that, declare that he is the gate.
如果这个门锁着，我们今天就进不来。
If this door is locked, then we are not able to enter.
我们能够进来聚会是门打开来。
We are able to enter into this building because the door is open.
耶稣说：“我就是门。”
Lord Jesus declared that He is the gate.
那这个门通哪里去？
Where does this gate lead to?
就是通往神的国。
It leads to the kingdom of God.
所以一个人如果要向往神的国。
If a person longs for the kingdom of God,
他要找到那一个门。
He has to find the right gate.
那个门就是主耶稣。
And that gate is Jesus Christ Himself.
因此，这个亚利马太的约瑟，他向往神的国，他就做耶稣的门徒，他找对了门。
And Joseph Arimathea longed for the kingdom of God, therefore he became a disciple of Christ, and he found the right gate.
但是圣经说，他暗中的做门徒。
But the Bible remarked he was a disciple secretly.
那为什么暗中做门徒
？Why was that？
前面一句话，因为怕犹太人。
For fear of the Jews。
所以暗中做门徒。
Therefore, he was a secret disciple。
所以可以看到亚利马太的约瑟，他做耶稣的门徒还是有一点保守。
And we can see that the Joseph of Arimathea, though was the disciple of Christ, but he did so with certain reservations。
就是没有人知道。他是耶稣的门徒。
Because no one knew that he was a disciple of Christ.
为什么
？Why？
因为耶稣在当时的社会里面是大家所看不起的。
For Jesus Christ was someone who everyone disdained in those day and age.
他很会讲道。
And he was very gifted in preaching.
但是大家一看到，他的父亲就是我们街头那个木匠，就听不下去。
But when they know that his father is just a carpenter around the corner, they despised him.
他很会讲道。
And he is very gifted in speaking.
但是他是一个无学的小民。
But he was an unschooled person.
所以当时的文士法利赛人就听不下去。
Therefore, the scribes and Pharisees at the time could not accept his message.
不是耶稣本身有问题。
The problem does not lie with Jesus Christ himself.
而是当时的人要追求信仰，他没有办法照着耶稣的方式来追求。
But rather, the people of the time, in order to pursue after their faith, could not follow according to the method of Christ.
因此这个亚历马太的约瑟他是暗中做门徒。
Therefore, Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple of Christ.
但是在主耶稣钉十字架的过程他改变了。
But through the process of Jesus' crucifixion, he transformed himself.
所以这个主耶稣钉十字架这个过程这个几个小时非常有震撼力。
Therefore, this a few hours of Jesus' crucifixion brought about a great impact.
圣经说他断气的时候天变黑地大震动。
The Bible describes that on when he breathed his last, the heaven turned to total blackness and the earth shook.
连死人都复活。
Even the dead arise.
这是一个相当震撼的一个时刻。
It was truly awesome moment.
那在这个主耶稣整个钉十字架的过程里面。
So through this whole process of Jesus' crucifixion,
至少有三个人被改变。
There were at least three individuals whose life were transformed.
第一个人就是钉在主耶稣旁边那个强盗。
The first person is the robber crucified next to Christ.
钉在主耶稣旁边有两个强盗。
There were two robbers nailed next to Jesus Christ.
有一个硬心到死。
There was one who was stubborn to the very end.
他就笑耶稣，你说是神吗？那你为什么不能救你自己？
He even made fun of Jesus, saying that if you're God, then you can jump off the cross.
但是另外一个强盗。
But there was another robber.
他看到耶稣被钉十字架。
When he saw Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross,
他悔改了。
He repented.
他说，求你得国的时候你纪念我。
He said, please remember me when your kingdom arrives.
主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里。
Lord Jesus replied, today you shall be with me in paradise.
所以这一个强盗跟主耶稣钉在一起。
And therefore this robber was nailed alongside Jesus.
他被主耶稣改变了。
He was transformed by Jesus Christ.
他承认自己的罪。
He acknowledged his sins.
他求主耶稣救他。
He pleaded for Jesus' salvation.
另外一个被主耶稣改变的人。
The other person who was altered by Christ.
是一个百夫长。
Was a centurion.
他是一个军官。
He was a Roman official.
当时比拉多把钉十字架交给罗马的兵丁去执行。
Pilate, the governor, entrusted this execution of Christ to the Roman soldiers.
很可能就是这个百夫长下面的兵啊，把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So it's very conceivable that the soldiers being commanded by the centurion were the ones who nailed Jesus on the cross.
甚至这个百夫长一直看到主耶稣从钉十字架开始到断气为止，他讲一句话，说他真是一个义人。
And when this centurion saw Jesus being crucified from the moment of the nailing to the moment he died, he remarked that he truly is a righteous man.
不错，钉十字架是因为强盗，因为罪很重才被钉十字架。
Generally speaking, only people who have committed great crime are nailed on the cross.
但是在这个整个过程，他发现他是一个义人。
But through this entire process, the centurion remarked that he is a righteous man.
义人就是没有罪的人。
A righteous person is one without sin.
那他承认他是义人，但是他的手下把主耶稣钉十字架，这是一个很大的讽刺。
It's a great irony, though he acknowledged Christ as being righteous, and yet his inferiors were the one who carry out the execution.
他被改变了。
But this person was transformed.
他看到耶稣钉十字架的过程被改变了。
He was transformed because he witnessed for the fact that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
那另外一个被改变就是这个亚历马太的约瑟。
The other person who was transformed was Joseph of Arimathea.
他看到耶稣断气。
He saw Lord Jesus breathe his last.
就去求比拉多，我要主耶稣的身体。
And he went to Pilate and pleaded for the body of Christ.
他就暴露他的身份了。我今天开始，我就是耶稣的门徒。
By doing so, he exposed himself that he is the disciple of Christ.
为什么
？Why did he risk all that?
为什么他被改变
？Why was he transformed?
我们知道主耶稣钉十字架。这是人类最大的悲剧。
We know that Jesus being crucified is the greatest tragedy of humanity.
耶稣活在世界上有一个理想。
Lord Jesus lived in this world with an ideal.
不是为他自己。
It wasn't for himself.
我们每一个人都是为自己活。
Everybody lives for himself.
我们从出生开始就是我有我的理想。
Beginning from our birth, we have our ideal and ambition.
但是耶稣还没有出生。
But before Jesus was born,
神就把他一生要做什么讲出来。
God already prophesied what he was going to do for his whole life.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He will deliver people away from their sins.
那主耶稣就把神对他的旨意变成他一生的理想。
And Lord Jesus Christ placed God's intended will for him to be his life's ambition.
因此主耶稣一生没有为自己的好处来设想什么。
Therefore, Jesus did not live for himself at all throughout his life.
主耶稣来世界上的第一个传福音的第一句话，天国近了。
His very statement when he began his ministry is, "The kingdom of God is at hand."
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is God's kingdom.
天国近了，就是主耶稣要把神的国从天上带到人间来。
The heavenly kingdom is at hand means.Jesus Christ will bring God's kingdom from heaven to earth.
使人在地上能够享受天国的滋味。
So that people can also experience and taste heaven while on earth.
使人在地上有回到天国的盼望。
So when people are still on earth, they can return and have hope in the heavenly kingdom.
这是一个伟大的宣告。
This is a great proclamation.
但是要把天国真的带到地上，需要有一个人来铺一条路。
But to truly bring the heavenly kingdom to the earthly kingdom, someone has to lay this path.
这一条路就是主耶稣铺出来的。
This path was laid down through the life of Jesus Christ.
要怎么铺出来？
How did he do so?
就是要借着他的宝血铺出来的。
Through the precious blood that he shed, he laid this path.
因为只有借着义人的流血，我们罪人才可以得到赦免。
Because it's only through the blood of the righteous that the sinful can be redeemed.
但是谁有资格为你死，为我死呢？
But who is qualified to die for you and me?
我们都是罪人。
For we are all sinners.
找不到一个人有资格。
We cannot find even one person who is qualified.
只有主耶稣说他没有犯过罪。
But it was only in Jesus Christ that we can find someone who is sinless.
比拉多也说他没有罪。
Even Pilate, who nailed him, said,He has no sin.
没有罪就不应该被钉十字架。
If he is without sin, he doesn't deserve to be crucified.
但是为着你跟我的得救，
But for the sake of you and my salvation,
他选择被钉到十字架上。
He chose to be crucified.
他是一个有理想的人。
He is a person of ambition.
他付出他的生命来完成他一生的理想。
He paid with his life to redeem his ideals of life.
这样的人叫做伟大。
And we consider this person to be great.
主耶稣会感动人。
Lord Jesus Christ will move a person.
因为他活在世界上，完完全全的舍掉自己。
Because while he lived in this world, he completely forsook himself.
他对神完完全全的顺服。
He submitted completely to the will of God.
就是要把天国从天上带到人间来。
In order that he can bring God's kingdom from heaven to earth.
主耶稣在十字架上讲过七句话。
Lord Jesus made seven declarations while he was crucified.
这里面有好几句非常的感动人。
And there are many of them who are very touching.
有一句话，主耶稣说。
In one statement, Jesus said,
赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
God forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
钉十字架，这是人间极大的痛苦。
Being nailed on the cross is one of the greatest agonies that one could possibly experience.
我们没有一个人曾经尝过这样的痛苦。
Not one person could even come to this kind of pain.
所以没有一个人能够完全了解神的爱。
So now we cannot totally comprehend how deep God's love is for us.
因为神的爱就在耶稣钉十字架里面那个受苦的过程完全显露出来。
For the love of God is totally revealed through the great pain that Jesus had to suffer on the cross.
但是在最痛苦当中，他能够求神赦免钉他的人。
Amidst his greatest agony, Jesus was still able to plead for forgiveness.
这是人世间最大的爱。
This is the greatest love you could possibly find in life.
这个叫做伟大。
This is greatness.
这一种的爱才能够感动人。
Only this such type of love can touch a person.
这种的爱才能够把人之间的仇恨解消。
Only such type of love can diffuse all the hostilities in life.
带给世界的和平。
To bring about world peace.
这种的爱才能够把神的愤怒解消。
Only such type of love can diffuse God's wrath.
是神跟人之间可以和平。
And reconcile humanity with God in peace. Into harmony.
所以在整个钉十字架的过程，
through the whole process of crucifixion,
主耶稣是一个有实力的人。
We find Jesus to be a person of substance.
但是他说，我岂不可以叫天上的神差遣500的天使吗？
He's one with great power. He even declared that, could I not ask the Heavenly Father and bring about 500 angels?
如果神差遣天使来，谁能够打得过他呢？
For if God were to send angels, who can possibly defeat them?
所以他是有实力的人。
Therefore, he is one with a great authority.
但是他被骂不还口。
But when he was reviled, he remained silent.
他被害不说威胁的话。
And when people heard him, he did not speak anything of ill.
因为他知道他在做什么。
For he knew what he was doing.
他在爱全世界上的人。
He was loving all the people of the world.
为着全世界上人的得救，他要流出他的宝血。
For the sake of the salvation of this world, he had to shed his blood.
圣经说他爱门徒爱到底。
The Bible says he loved his disciples till the very end.
滴下最后一滴血。
He shed his very last drop of blood.
爱到最后一口气。
He loved until his last breath.
所以他钉十字架的过程感动了好多的人。
Therefore, the process of his crucifixion touched so many people.
今天要改变一个人很难。
Today, it's very hard to transform a person.
因为要改变我们自己也不简单。
Because changing even ourselves, we find it difficult.
但是如果我们把主耶稣钉十字架的过程再画到我们心里。
But if we were to inscribe the process of Jesus' crucifixion into our heart,
我们就会改变了。
Then we will find transformation.
因为他的爱太伟大了。
Because his love is so great.
所以亚利马太的约瑟看到耶稣钉十字架过程，他改变了。
This is why when Joseph of Arimathea saw Jesus die through the process of crucifixion, he transformed himself.
他就公开做耶稣的门徒。
Now he publicly became a disciple of Christ.
有一次，一个正道的人就在讲这个题目——亚利马太的约瑟。
Once there was a sermon delivery touching on the topic Joseph of Arimathea.
祷告的时候，一个女孩子大概12岁。
So
她看到一个异象。
During the prayer, there was a sister who was about 12 years old.
看到一个人头低下来。
She saw in a vision that there was a person with his head bowed.
非常瘦。
Very thin.
被钉在十字架上。
Being nailed on the cross.
有一个罗马兵丁从肋旁这样扎过去，他从肋旁穿出来。
There was a Roman soldier taking a spear, going in from the side of the thorax and coming out from the top of the shoulder.
鲜血一直流下来。
And there was blood dripping all over.
这个小姐妹看到这个异象，她就一直流眼泪。
So this little sister became very tearful when she saw this vision.
主耶稣的爱是真的。
For the love of Christ is genuine.
他爱我们，那个爱如死一样的坚强。
He loved us as strong as the grip of death.
这个爱会贯穿了我们的心。
And this love is able to possess our whole being.
会改变我们。
Can change us.
所以人世间要真的改变一个人。
To truly change a person in this world.
不是靠刀枪。
We do not depend on bullets or knives.
不是靠我们在地上的实力。
We do not depend on the power that we wield in this life.
是要被主耶稣的爱充满。
But rather, we need to be filled by the love of Christ.
这样我们就会改变了。
In this way, we can be transformed.
所以我们如果全家的人都能够认识主耶稣。
If our whole family can come to know Christ.
都被神的爱所充满。
We're all filled by the love of Christ.
神的国就在我们家里面实现。
Then the kingdom of God will be fulfilled in our family.
这样的家庭是公义、平安、喜乐的。
This type of family is filled with righteousness, joy, and peace.
这样的家庭是没有罪的。
This type of family has no sin.
是没有忧虑，没有害怕的。
Has no worry nor fear.
是满足的。
It is content.
因为这样的家庭就是神的国实现的家庭。
Because this type of family is a family in which God's kingdom is fulfilled.
信仰真的很重要。
Faith is truly important.
我们以后再继续来查考。
We will continue our study in the future.
好，来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
400。